To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan. How do you feel about swearing in parks? Waterford Council have caused a stir after they decided to introduce a ban on the use of obscene or profane language from all parks in the county. If you're caught, you risk a £900 fine and being kicked out. Would you welcome such a rule here? Well, guess what? You don't need to welcome it because we already have it. Belfast City Council have told this programme it is an offence to use indecent or obscene language likely to cause annoyance to other persons. Is this a good idea to promote a positive, family-friendly atmosphere, or the nanny state sticking its nose where it shouldn't be? 08459 555 678 is the number to call. The former Mayor Jim Rogers with us this morning. So this is a rule already, Jim. Not enforced, no doubt.
Good morning, Stephen. Yes, it's been a council parks bylaw for many, many years. It's been back quite a considerable length of time. Very, very hard to enforce. And I'm not aware of anyone ever being fined. But it's still there because going back years, the council got a lot of complaints about foul and abusive language, especially with young people running around, and that's why it was introduced.
So there's a big issue about free speech here, isn't there?
Well, I don't think so. None of us should be using foul or abusive or obscene language. Sometimes people do in their temper. In other cases, people just use it as everyday language. And I think it is important, even though it's not enforceable, to let people know that no one has the right to F and B and C and whatever.
Well, why do they not have that right? It's called free speech.
Well, it is. But as far as free speech is concerned, I don't think people should be using foul or abusive language. I don't use it, and I don't approve of other people, and I certainly condemn it.
The journalist Andrew McVeigh with us said this morning, I never knew that this law existed in Northern Ireland, Andrew. We do now. You can get done for cursing in a park.
Well, in that case, it's a wonder I haven't been done because I swear a lot. I know Jim obviously wouldn't think that I should. But it's not just a question of free speech. It's who pays for these parks. Is it not us, the ratepayers and the taxpayers? So you're saying I'm paid to maintain these parks, but I'm basically not allowed to say what I want in there. And I can understand abusive teenagers or maybe abusive drinkers in parks, but if you're just using it, there's a difference between swearing conversationally and swearing in abuse. And if you're shouting anything in abuse to somebody, that's completely different. You don't even have to use swear words. But swearing, a lot of people, and I would say, you know, most people I know certainly would swear conversationally, and it's not an abuse. It's part of their everyday language. It takes away, the swear words don't have the same impact that they used to have maybe 50 years ago or maybe when Jim was brought up. It's all completely different now. And people swear. It doesn't have to be abusive. That's my point. And secondly, we pay for these parks. We should be allowed to say whatever we want in them.
Jim?
Yes, Andrea, the ratepayers do pay for the parks, and we appreciate the revenue that we get in from the ratepayers so we can provide the best facilities. But I don't accept whatsoever that the majority of people swear. Yes, you get a sizable number, and all age groups swear, but and the people that I come across, the greater number certainly don't use bad language or foul language, and it's basically to protect people. There's other bylaws which we have also that could be classes outdated, but they're there, but they're hard to enforce. It's like the law in general. Police officers will tell you it's exceptionally hard always to enforce the law, and it's the same with council bylaws.
So if I fall over in the park, say I'm running along the park going for a jog and I trip on a stone and I fall over and I say a bad word, am I likely to be arrested then? Am I going to be fined just because I said I'm not saying it in abuse to anybody? It's just part of my everyday language. It's my rights, not against the law, the broader laws of society. I could get fined for jogging, tripping over a stone and saying a bad word.
Well, it's a possibility.
Yes, you could.
It's more than likely it wouldn't happen, Andrea, because...
But it could happen because...
Yes, it could.
And that's what worries me, the fact that that could happen, and it could happen to anybody, and it shouldn't be allowed. And you said maybe the majority of people do swear. Well, the majority of people are also ratepayers. So as we go back to this point, we're paying for that park. We should be able to say whatever we want in it.
Well, suppose you could say there's a time and a place for people to swear, but the reason why the bylaw was introduced was people were bawling and shouting, using foul and abusive language. Whenever I read back, whenever that decision was taken, that's what the councillors decided at that time.
Here's the bylaw. Here are the bylaws. Belfast City Council bylaws state, it shall be an offence for any person to use abusive, indecent or obscene language likely to give reasonable cause for annoyance to other persons. So it's not just obscene language. It's abusive. Define abusive.
Well, again,
if someone shouts at me in a park, "Hey, fat boy," is that abusive?
Well, it's a matter of interpretation, isn't it, and all of these things.
Exactly.
It's up to the legal people then to decide. I would say possibly it is, but it wouldn't be hard and fast about it.
Yeah, but this is a massive issue now then about free speech. You shout, "Hey, fat boy," "Hey, ugly," "Hey, whatever." And you can be done for it by Belfast City Council.
Stephen, don't be heightening the whole thing. It's there. People probably are not aware of what all the bylaws say. I personally am not either. But they're there to protect the users of the park as well as the staff. And that is key. And I wouldn't like to see them change. But I can say that I don't ever recall in over 20 years in Belfast City Council anyone ever being prosecuted for using obscene.
I wonder how much, but it's the principle, isn't it? It's the principle that this law exists, and here we have now. You know, we have in the south. We have a park, a county, Waterford Council, who are now deciding to ban language in a similar way. There's going to be a £900 fine, in Waterford. I wonder how much the fine is with Belfast City Council. Nathan and Newton Abbey. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Good. No, my point is, it would be for Councillor Rogers. Does the bylaw apply to the playing fields that are associated with the parks under Belfast City Council control?
Yes, Nathan. Anything that's in the park, whether it's the play area for kids, whether it's the sports pitches, anyone, that's what the bylaw covers. So anyone on the football pitch who uses foul or abusive language could be prosecuted by the council. But equally, well, you would have a referee. Referees are always very quick to stomp out very bad language. And as you probably know, if you're a sports person, you wouldn't hesitate to pull out their book and note your name because of bad language to another player.
I find that, you know, quite laughable, unfortunately, Councillor Rogers, because you walk past a football pitch, the language is a disgrace.
Well, I have to agree with you. As one who watches a lot of sports, I have picked that up myself, and I think it's an absolute disgrace.
You have to watch the Premiership, and you can't hear them.
No, I agree with you.
Lip reading.
I agree with you.
Exactly what they're saying to the referee, and it's just the lack of respect for their leadership. The referee's on the pitch to lead the game and to try and keep the game flowing.
Yes, Nathan, you're absolutely correct.
I just wondered, did that apply too? Because you could follow that up very handily, because you know who hires the pitches, you know who pays for
them. We're not talking about football today, are we, though? We're talking about
parks. Nathan's talking about the use of the parks.
Yes.
And football pitches.
Gaelic teams. Well, that's actually a relevant point then. So I see. So that's the football pitches in the parks.
That's correct.
I see. John in Belfast. Morning, John.
I was going to say the same thing there, Stephen, but I'll take it a bit further on. You ever heard bin men going around cursing?
No.
Is that are they going to follow bin men around too and fine them?
Why would you say bin men curse?
Well, bin men do curse.
Well, I'm sure everybody, you know, all professions, there are people who curse. Dara Keeney, the journalist, is with us this morning. What do you make of this, Dara? Waterford Council, £900 fine now. What do you make of this, Dara?
Well, good morning, Stephen. I think it's actually a good idea. I think we're going to have to apply some logic and cop on, and I think it's at the discretion of the police, obviously, but, I mean, any time you're in public areas, certainly down south at the moment, especially near playgrounds, when you hear the language out of some of the individuals, the idea of me as a parent walking up to someone and telling someone off will just provoke more of a reaction, possibly even more swearing. It could even escalate to a violent comeback from that individual. So I think the idea that this council has put in these rules now is only going to enforce public bylaws that are there to make public areas safe for kids and for families to use.
You seem to be out in your own here, Andrew McVeigh.
Well, maybe there's more people out there who agree with me, but is this just £900 fine in Waterford? Is this just another way for councils to make money off people to raise rent? If you think, right, what can we do now? We'll tax people talking. And that's basically what it is. We'll fine them for talking. What can we get away with? Oh, I know swear words, right? We'll fine them for that. There is a difference between swearing conversationally. And, you know, you can even swear as part of a telling a joke and being abusive. Being abusive, you can be abusive without using bad language. And yes, that should definitely be cracked down on. Nobody should be abused in a park. But again, Stephen, as you say, what is abuse? If you say, hey, fat lad, hey, I'm really tall myself, you know, hey, lanky, what are you doing? Is that abusive? I might think it's abusive. Can I get fined? Well, you know, that would be interesting to try and enforce that.
But I wonder who it is.
The more I think it's just another way to try and bleed money out of ratepayers.
Andrea, I've got to say respectfully to you, that's not the case whatsoever. It's there purely for protection. And let me repeat, I don't ever recall anyone over the lifetime that I've been on the council being prosecuted.
Yeah, but then the question is, why not? If it's the law, why is it not being enforced?
It's a bit like the police. You can't have police officers at every street corner. It would be great if you could, but it would cost an absolute fortune. It's the same on our part. We don't have permanent park rangers. We have mobile park rangers. We have gardeners. We have all sorts of employees in our parks. But in the old day, you had a park ranger who went round on a bike. He had a whistle, no mobile phones or walkie-talkies in those years. And it's all about enforcement, and that is exceptionally difficult. But all that's basically to do this bylaw is to protect people from those who would be quite abusive and use foul or obscene language.
Absolutely, Stephen, if I can jump in. It's not just going to be the rangers walking around and throwing out €900 fines to anyone who says the F word. It's going to be for people who they know are a threat to people in the park. It's people, maybe possibly even repeat offenders, that like the rangers, the police will know who these individuals are on occasion. They aren't going to be just throwing around €900 fines willy-nilly to try and boost their coffers. This is just to prevent unruly situations in public areas.
Didn't the Mayor of London last week tell someone to F off and die?
He did. He certainly did. He took
Boris Johnson.
Our park staff always believe in talking to people before they start enforcing anything and point out that they've done wrong or they've said something wrong or they've thrown a piece of litter down or whatever.
I mean, there's an argument here that this is becoming a nanny state, Stephen. It's not. I mean, if this isn't cameras on every single corner of a park watching your every move. This is just ensuring that the airspace, the people that want to use the parks, whether they're kids and families, can do so without knowing that there's going to be a group of people who are going to be effing and blinding, whether it's in a friendly football match. Like, I use F words all the time, I swear, yeah, from time to time. That's natural to a lot of people.
But this is just ensuring
that it doesn't get aggressive, it doesn't get out of hand.
But I keep coming back to the principle around this. What this is essentially meaning is that Belfast City Council owns our airspace now. You know, the airspace in which we speak.
But
let me tell you what the principle is here, Jim. So if there is a bylaw, which I never knew existed, which means that Belfast City Council can prosecute you for using certain words, swear words, what's to stop Belfast City Council prosecuting you for using other types of words that they deem abusive? Like, what is abusive?
Stephen, why should you know anyway? Would you explain that to me and your listeners?
What do you mean?
Are you somebody who's special?
What do you mean?
Do you think that Belfast City Council should tell you everything?
Well, they should be certainly telling the ratepayers everything.
But why should they tell you?
What do you mean?
Well, you've just said about that you didn't know. Why should you know?
Well, because
are you somebody different from all of us?
I just think that we should all know what we can get done for.
And Jim, why aren't there signs in parks then? That's to tell you if there was signs.
Well, there are signs.
If there was a sign saying that you're not allowed to swear.
The bylaws should be up in every single park. Sometimes the vandals pull them down, but they're up on an aluminium plate, set out very, very clearly. Some of the parks, they still would be up on wood, but it states very, very clearly what the bylaws are of the park.
Johnny Graham wants to speak to Andrew McVeigh. Morning, Johnny Graham.
I just think common sense is going out the window here, Stephen. There's a couple of things I want to say just before I get into the main point here. This is very Belfast-centric. This happens outside of Belfast, and I think it's a good thing. Anybody who uses a sign or a word that is likely to cause harassment, distress or alarm inside or outside Belfast in the public highway can be liable to prosecution. And I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing, and it's there to protect the people that are vulnerable. So you're talking about, hey, fat boy. Somebody might call you, hey, fat boy, and you might think it's a bit of banter.
Every day, my team, Vinny.
But that's fine, but there will be those who have a wee bit of venom behind it, and there's a wee, and who want to denigrate you. And so therefore, that law is there to protect the vulnerable. If I'm at a park with small children, and someone I like the relaxed vernacular myself, but if I'm in a park with small children, I want to be able to say to somebody, right, wind it up, no need. And that's why that law is there, and it should be there, because language can...
Hell the difference, though, Johnny, and let's just expand on that, right? So big difference from someone, you know, being abusive to children. There's no one listening to this programme this morning and wouldn't want someone done for being abusive to children, right? But what about two adults in a park swearing at each other? And that's the language they use with each other. F you. It's an effing great Stephen, day. Johnny. What can the council do for that if they overhear you?
Well, look, this has all got to be borne out by law. Look, I was a youth worker for 15 years, and I knew people used what was termed swear words, and they actually weren't swearing. It was how they spoke. I understand. It's all got to be arbitrated. That's what the police are there for. So this law is in place. But if two people are speaking and they're using profanity and that's just the way they talk, most people are going to let it go. But I'm not talking about abusing children. If I'm there with my children and there are adults talking like that and that's the way they talk, I want to be able to say to them, tone it down.
Absolutely, I'm the same. I mean, kids are like sponges, Stephen. My 4.5-year-old, she picks up every single word that you say. You can't even whisper. So if this idea that there's two lads, even if they're not talking in my direction, if they're swearing at each other in the vicinity, my 4-year-old can hear, she will absorb those words. She mightn't be saying them straight away, but she will absolutely take those words in.
Andrew?
I don't think you should... It feels like the thought police, you know, we're being told what to think, we're being told what to say. And I do, there is a difference. I still maintain there's a difference between swearing abusively or saying anything abusively and just swearing conversationally. People say F off as a joke or, you know, somebody kicks you in the bum and you're like, say these things. You have to think before you say everything. And in terms of abuse, if this legislation is there, who's to say who's being offended by it? I could be talking to my husband and we could be swearing jokingly to each other. Somebody across the road with kids in the park thinks that that's abusive and they call the police. I mean, where does it end? Who makes these decisions about what's abusive and what's not? That's what worries me.
Stephen, I think Johnny Graham summed it up to a T, but what I would say to you, stop sensationalising these things and apply a bit of common sense. The bylaws are there to protect you. They're there to protect Andrea. They're there to protect every single citizen who uses our park. So don't let us blow this whole thing out of proportion.
It's not been blown out of proportion. It's when the state gets power, Jim, we need to look at what powers the state have, why, when they can use them, who can interpret them. That's, you know, you can't even hand flyers out anymore, can you?
No, and there's a reason for that, because so many were being handed out and creating a litter problem in the streets of our city. Well, if it had been done responsibly,
well, someone decided
that. We have introduced.
Yeah, but so you see, again, and we're going off on the tangent here. But again, you know, someone decided it was creating too much litter. On the other side of that argument, Jim, this, by the way, is flyers. You now need permission to hand flyers out.
That's correct. Around, you have to seek permission from the council
around Belfast. Where is that, Jim? Around a certain perimeter of Belfast.
That's right. We have certain areas that it applies to.
And we are going off on a tangent here, but. You know, you could call that anti-democratic, that if someone wants to hand out a flyer, they're not allowed to do so. So this is why when there are rules and regulations and legislation created by the state, created by the lawmakers, it's precisely for a programme like this to question what's happening. Roberta in Ballygowan. Good morning, Roberta.
Oh, Stephen, how are you?
Terrible. Jim Rogers giving me a hard time this morning.
Tell me about it. I mean, I swear myself, Stephen, a lot, but whenever the children's about, I do...
park when I'm speaking with them. I mean, if you're going to be sitting in a park, is there going to be wardens going around maybe recording what we're saying, listening into your private conversation just because maybe hear you swearing? Are they going to be standing and listening?
We keep on mentioning children. Nowhere in the Belfast City Council bylaws does it mention children. Shall be an offence, says Belfast City Council, for any person to use abusive, indecent or obscene language likely to give reasonable cause for annoyance to other persons. Doesn't mention.
Mm-hmm. But look at any of the young ones nowadays, Stephen, that are
Yeah, the next paragraph's about playgrounds. I'm talking about parks.
Some of the adults.
Sorry, Roberta.
I'm saying a lot of the young children, and I'm talking about primary school ones, I live behind a wee park, and the children there are playing yes. football, and you want to hear the language. And some of the things are coming off as unreal. You know, I mean, there's wee children playing on up, and there's parents, and they're looking at these kids. So they're picking it up somewhere at the same time. But, I mean, if it's two adults sitting having a conversation in the park, away from earshot of children, and you do swear, I mean...
Let's ask Jim Rogers. Let's ask Jim Rogers. Should you be able to be done, Jim Rogers, if it's two consenting adults swearing at each other?
Stephen, it's a matter of interpretation, all of these things.
Well, you interpret it. Do you think the state should be able to do you?
I told you, I don't recall anyone ever being...
Do you think the state should be able to?
Well, it's something that would have to be looked at because of the bylaw, but at the end of the day, I doubt very much if the council would prosecute individuals for that. It's mainly to stop people who are bawling and shouting and annoying people by using foul, obscene and abusive language.
Margaret in Belfast. Morning, Margaret.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, there's a lot of things that needs to be addressed and serious things that needs to be addressed more so than cursing and swearing. Now, I was listening to you there a while ago.
Yes.
And you more or less contradicted yourself by saying it's the freedom of speech. Now, if anybody was to say on your radio talk show or on the TV, if they come off a talk like that, what's the first thing you do? You knock them off.
That's true.
It's not right.
Yes.
But yet you're saying it's a freedom of speech. How could it be a freedom of speech if somebody's coming off like that and they're talking to you or talking to the audience or talking to the viewers? Freedom of speech.
What's the difference, Andrew McVeigh?
Exactly, yes.
Well, I'm not quite sure what the difference is. I suppose maybe because you're some sort of government legislation about the BBC and protecting people. There's a watershed for the BBC. I don't really know what the legal aspects are, but I would imagine it's something to do with that.
That's a good answer. I should have thought of that answer.
Can you tell me what this word means? Because I don't know what it means.
What word?
The S and the B word. I don't know what it means. I never used it myself. But it's an everyday thing with people, and every day in this country, F and B this. They call a fluent Irish, as far as I know, and they call the F and B this, the F and B that. But does people know what this word, what it means? Because I certainly don't.
Here's Graham in Portadown. Morning, Graham.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I think it's about time somebody stood up against these petty little bureaucrats who get themselves elected. And all of a sudden, they're power-mad little megalomaniacs who just think they can control every aspect.
I hope you're not referring to Councillor Jim Rogers here.
I'm exactly referring to Jim Rogers and his ilk. Every one of them. You know what? Well, as far as I'm concerned, my dog can defecate where it likes. I throw my paper where it likes. And I will curse where I want to. Do you know what? I have two words for Jim Rogers and the second one's off. And that's only because it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's just impolite... ridiculous. Jim, do you want to respond to that?
Well, I regret the comments from Graham.
Yeah.
Look, these bylaws have been made many, many years ago. They have not been altered. They haven't just been introduced. And
have they ever been used? Has anybody ever been prosecuted?
Well, not that I'm aware of, and I've been on the council over 22 years.
I told Vinnie yesterday to ask, but I think he forgot to.
Well, I'm not aware, but it's possibly there has been. But in saying all of that, Stephen, you people have stumbled in this because of what has happened in Waterford by immediately checking on the biggest and best council in Northern Ireland, Belfast, right? Now, I can understand where you're coming from, but in saying that, Graham seems to get the impression that we have just introduced these bylaws or added these bylaws in the last few days. That hasn't been the case. We are an exceptionally active and busy council, doing what is best for all the citizens of Belfast, bearing in mind that they're paying us to run the council through their rates and also the salaries and wages of our staff.
Is it an offence, I wonder, for councillors to swear inside the City Hall or anything like that, Jim?
Well, one of your contributors there referred to the bin man. It doesn't matter who the employee is or the elected member. They should not be using foul or abusive language, and it's not keeping with the code of conduct for councillors either. And we have got a very strict code to adhere to, much stricter than what's happening in the Northern Ireland Assembly, the Scottish Parliament, Westminster Parliament, European Parliament, or the Welsh Assembly. Really, really strict.
Okay.
And whenever you read through it, maybe sometime your programme should look at the code of conduct for councillors.
Yes.
Because I can tell you, I've never seen anything as strict in all my life.
Thought you were a wee bit rough on me this morning, Jim.
Oh, well, Stephen, you and I are good friends.
Thought you were a bit rough.
You're normally rough.
No, you duffed me up this morning. No, you duffed me up.
There's no offence.
You give me a kick.
I'll help you for the rest of the day.
You give me a kick in the ghoulies this morning. It wasn't on.
All the best. Enjoy the rest of the programme.
Bye-bye, Jim.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you, Jim Rogers. And Andrew McVeigh, thank you very much indeed.